It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We hear Elvis Presley, his last major hit, Burning Love, recorded on this day way back in 1972. His biggest hit single since Suspicious Minds back in 1969. I got to tell you, late period Elvis, Suspicious Minds and Burning Love, two of my favorite Elvis Presley hits. On this day in 1972, Elvis recorded Burning Love. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, as you might know if you've been with me previous fill-ins, which is like more than 5 years at this point. We do dig back into the world of music, give you some birthdays, death days, anniversaries, on this days, and many more throughout the program. And begin with Elvis Presley this morning. We'll talk with Pete Hoekstra coming up in about 10 minutes or so after the bottom of the hour. Also, Phil Kirpin coming up in hour number two. We'll talk more about this right-to-work repeal in hour number two as well with Mark Mix. And this goes under the heading of elections have consequences. And we didn't do well in 2022. I don't need to rehash what happened in Michigan in November of 2022 and the results of the election. But it didn't go well. Democrats have the governor's mansion and the House and the Senate, have them for the first time in decades. Things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen over the next 2 years, at least. At least. And promises will be kept, like this right to work repeal, because elections have consequences. That's why they're so important. The governor on Friday signing bills to repeal right to work in the state. First state in decades to do that. The canary in the coal mine, perhaps. And to restore prevailing wage. Reading from Craig Mauger's piece over at the Detroit News. By undoing the Republican-backed right to work policy, Democrats will again allow businesses and unions to reach agreements that require workers, force workers, forced unionization. Require workers to pay union dues or fees as a condition of their employment, but it could set the stage for a high-stakes ballot proposal in 2024, placing the right to work in the state constitution. More on that in a moment. The governor announced the signing of the three bills at a press release on Friday, contending the legislation would, quote, restore workers' rights. Come back to that in a second, because a much more honest appraisal of what this will do is restore union funding. That's the bottom line. Unions help the governor and Democrats take back control through massive amounts of funding. And now they're getting what they're paid for, what they paid for, which is restoration of union funding through forced unionization across the state. Republicans have criticized the three bills, saying they will make the state less competitive for economic development projects while limiting workers' abilities to choose whether they join a union. Whitmer announced plans to repeal the law when she first ran for governor in 2018. Now the Democrats have the House and Senate. They have the votes to push it through. They did. And, well, it's now been repealed. The governor signed those bills, even though they included those appropriations that will protect them from facing referendum votes. Under the Michigan Constitution, bills with spending in them cannot be subject to referenda. Now, I look forward to every time there's an effort from Republicans to use the ballot initiative proposal and to go through the legally allowed process, there are calls of circumventing the people's will and calls of using a loophole in the law to avoid X, Y, and Z. I don't necessarily hear those cries about this, not to mention the hypocrisy. Whitmer previously criticized Republican efforts to do this and vowed not to continue the practice. She changed course, of course, and signed the bill. Conversations apparently continuing and are real about a potential constitutional amendment campaign to put right to work in the Constitution. You need about 450,000 valid signatures to get that proposal on the ballot. A referendum would have taken about half that number, 223,000 signatures. I want to read a bit from a piece from James Homan over the Mackinac Center. The weak support for mandatory payments to unions. If repealing right to work is so good, why can't anybody say how? James Homan writes over at the Mackinac Center's website. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks said repealing right to work means Democrats are standing strong for working families. That's a euphemism for forcing people to pay unions. Forced unionization's legislative champion, Senator Darren Camilleri said the law will restore workers' rights. But the right in question here is the right to opt out of paying unions without being fired. Repealing right to work takes that away from workers. That's not restoring workers' rights. Another representative said that the law will restore Michigan's promise to working people and working families. That's only true if she thinks the state promised to have workers fired for refusing to pay unions. The law's allies similarly dodged the point. Ryan Siebold of the Michigan AFL-CIO says the laws to repeal right to work, quote, expand the rights of working people in the state of Michigan. He never gets around to explaining how firing workers for refusing to pay unions expands their rights. He says later in the piece, there might be a day when unions behave like voluntary associations and earn their members' support through finding situations that leave everyone better off. In repealing right to work, Michigan legislators have taken us further from that goal. They also did so without ever explaining why forcing people to pay unions is a good idea. That's where we are now, though, with right to work being repealed. You can be forced to pay. And I've lived through this in Illinois when I was working in radio in Illinois. There are union shops in Chicago, and I would imagine other cities in the state, though I worked in Chicago, in which you can't work unless you join the union. And there's no choice. I mean, the choice is you don't work there. You find a different job. So I've been through this forced unionization, and it's coming back to Michigan, which previously was a right-to-work state. Perhaps there's a reason why it hasn't been repealed in any of the states that have passed it in decades. Perhaps Michigan's about to find out why. We'll talk more about this with Mark Mix coming up in Hour 2 here on the Steve Gruber Show.